The Guardian.
One escort at the back was holding my neck. One of the escort on the side was punching me on the side in the ribs. And there was another one punching me on the side. The one holding my neck was punching me at the back. So he could punch me at the back. Nothing was going to help me. If I was so tired, I was so exhausted, I couldn't fight anymore. I saw the air hostess, I was screaming to them, they didn't do anything, the pilot didn't do anything. Passengers started boarding the plane, and the escorts were punching me each side. So the passengers got worried. So all I had was the manager of Alliance, escort manager, telling them that I'm a dangerous criminal, that they're taking me back to my country. I said, no, I'm not a dangerous criminal. I've never caused no crime in the UK. I don't have a bad criminal record. The plane took off. I was in handcuffs all the way from Heathrow to Addis Ababa. They had put me in handcuffs. When we arrived at Addis Ababa airport, I told the escorts, I've left the United Kingdom. Let me ask asylum in Ethiopia. Let me stay in Ethiopia, please. Escort manager went, she told me, okay, let me go ask the immigration and see if they can take you. So when she went to the immigration to ask them, the fact that they had told them already that I was a dangerous criminal, so the Ethiopian government didn't want to give asylum to a dangerous criminal. So anyway, we were sitting down waiting for a plane from Addis Ababa to Uganda into the airport. I kept on telling them, I don't want to go to the country. I don't want. They said, you have to go. You have to go, whether you like it or not. You have to go. I was so terrified that I see them putting on the gloves. Next thing I saw, I was getting beaten up. I fell on the ground. They start kicking me. The soldiers, Ethiopian, the guard, the airport, I see them coming to me. They will start kicking me. The escorts are kicking me. Even the medics who were supposed to look after me, he's kicking me as well. He's beating me up on the floor. Boom, my pants, my shirt, everything is torn. I was covered in blood. I was getting kicked in the head. One escort punched me in the mouth. Then they asked me, so are you going to walk? I said, it's okay, I have no choice. I just gave up. They took me to the plane.
The Guardian.